This week, Los Angeles police released a recording of a 22-year-old phone call. They say it's the voice of a man who could point them to a serial killer. The murderer has been targeting African-American women in South L.A. for more than two decades. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the caller may be the only person who's seen him in action.
The call came into police at 19 minutes past midnight on January 10th, 1987.
Yes, I'd like to report a murder or a dead body or something.
The caller said a man had just thrown a woman's body into a dark alley in South Central Los Angeles. The voice described the crime scene, gave a full license plate number, and provided a complete description of the van the man was driving. Missing was a description of the killer.
Did you get a look at him?
I didn't see him.
Nor did the witness want to leave his name.
What's your name?
Oh, I don't stand to notice. I know too many people. Okay, then, bye-bye.
All right.
After all these years, police have never been able to track down that caller.
We have to realize that this is prior to 911 and prior to caller ID, and this is you put a dime in the payphone and call O for operator to connect you to the police.
Today, Detective Dennis Kilcoyne heads a new LAPD task force searching for the killer. He says the caller gave them solid information and remains their best hope for solving the murders.
He didn't just make up that license plate. It did, in fact, belong to a blue and white van, and it came over here.
Over here is the parking lot of what used to be the Cosmopolitan Church. That's where detectives found the van that night. Its hood was still warm, but there was no sign of a killer. The church was full, but the women inside, supervising a teen sleepover, were no help.
Be safe. Buck your seatbelt.
Today, the only vans in that parking lot belong to a daycare facility for poor mentally handicapped adults that long ago replaced the church. When we stopped by, the director, Placide Francois, looked startled as Detective Kilcoyne told him about the location's ties to the serial killer.
Are you going to make a search in the building?
No, but I would like to just peek in there if you don't mind.
The main room is full of people and activity. The TV is blaring in one corner. At the other end sits what's left of the old church's baptismal stage, covered over in green astroturf.
This is a huge facility, and I'm hoping that this was a very large congregation at the time, because this wasn't just a little neighborhood storefront. This is you could get 100 people in here or more, or probably 200.
Kilcoyne says that congregation must have had at least one little old lady who knew everyone's business. He's still hoping to find her. But making a connection with the South Central LA of two decades ago isn't easy. It's a very different, less violent place now. Back in the 80s, when the serial killer was most active, the neighborhood was a hotbed for murders and crack cocaine. The 1992 riots tore at it even more. African Americans moved out, Latinos moved in. Jose Hernandez bought the old church building 10 years ago after the bank foreclosed on it.
When I got here in 1989, it was real quiet like this, always been quiet.
So quiet now, it's easy to forget the woman dumped in that dark alley long ago. 23-year-old Barbara Ware was like most of the serial killer's other victims. She had a history of drug abuse and ties to prostitution. She was among 11 known murder victims in a string of killings that started in 1983. The most recent was just 2 years ago. Police say the killer may have slowed down. They think he is probably in his late 50s, but they believe he's still out there. Detective Dennis Kilcoyne hopes the same is true for the man on the phone, who they hope will come forward again.
He didn't make this information up. He's 100% on the money about the way and manner that she's found, and 100% on the money about the vehicle. Unfortunately, we're chasing that information 22 years late.
Kilcoyne says better late than never. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.